Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
So this month, I want to, from today, I want to begin a very important series that is going to bless your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this subject is very applicable, very relevant to everyday living.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you joke with this subject, you will make a mess of your life. If you joke with this subject, you can be a single mother. If you joke, I'm telling you, if you joke with this subject, you can be a school dropout.
Mercy.
If you joke with this subject, you can even go to a prison. Yeah, and the subject I'm about to talk about is loyalty and disloyalty. Hallelujah. Anytime you see a single mother, it's because of a disloyal. The subject is so applicable. People are in prison because of betrayal. Friends that were supposed to be their confidant, they confided in people and they were let down. So when we are talking about the subject of loyalty and disloyalty, you need to sit upright and be ready to glean and to learn everything there is to learn. Because whether you will do well or not is dependent on your ability to know who are your loyal friends and who are the traitors or possible or would be traitors, betrayers, and pretenders, people who will betray you. They will smile with you, they will laugh with you. But in their hearts, they don't like you. And you wouldn't know, and you commit yourself to them, you will tell them, and some of you, you don't even leave anything, you tell everybody everything. You tell them everything. You tell them everything. Are you here? So this subject, the devil is not happy when he's being taught. Are you there?
Yes.
The devil is not happy when he's being taught because that is one his mainstay. The mainstay of the devil is to deceive people, to be traitors and to be disloyal elements. Are you there?
Nice.
So anytime the subject of loyalty and disloyalty is being taught, it's like the devil is being exposed. It's an expose of all the tricks and the things that the devil uses to destroy the lives of people. And you notice that the person who is betrayed will be destroyed, but the betrayer is destroyed earlier than the person who is betrayed. Judas betrayed, yes, but he died before Jesus. So you are not going to benefit. No, there's no winner. When you betray and you become disloyal, the person you betray will suffer, but so is also the one who betrays. Yours even comes first. He betrayed Jesus to die on a cross. But before he went on the cross, he had already committed suicide.
Yes.
So this is the subject that the church, okay, needs to learn and to know. Hello?
Bye.
Don't be quiet this morning.
God,
this is just the introduction. This is just the introduction. I'm going to introduce it, then we'll begin to go into it. Hallelujah. And the reason why many people become disloyal is because of ignorance. You see, what I just said to you, you may not know. Yeah. So you may think that when you are betraying somebody, you may think that you are doing something. But what you don't know is that you will be the first. He that digs a pit, you fall into it. So you may think that, oh, nothing will happen. But it's amazing that all the people who walk on this path, they are the first to be destroyed. It will look as though nothing is happening. But somehow, they go down before even the people they betray. So just be mindful. Hallelujah. Are you there? Okay, so turn your Bible with me to the book of Corinthians. Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2.
You are preaching?
I'm trying. First Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read the verse number 1 and 2. Is it in your Bible? Okay. Is it in your Bible?
It's in my Bible.
Are you opening or you are waiting for the screen? Okay. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. Bible says that when people see you, you should behave, you should be acknowledged or be counted as part of the servants. Minister means a servant. You should be acknowledged as a servant of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says that we should be known as servants of Christ and as stewards. Who is a steward? When you are a servant of Christ or a servant of God, you are also a steward or a manager. You are the custodian. You are the keeper. Okay?
Yes.
That's the meaning of the word stewards. So when you are a servant of God, you are also a manager of God's mysteries, the things that belongs to God. Are you there?
Yes.
So just think about it, that you are a servant or you are a minister of state. If you are a minister of finance, then you are the manager of the finances of the government. Even though you are the servant of the state, but you are also the custodian, the manager, the keeper. Are you coming along? Or I have already... Are you lost already? This is Sunday. So if you don't understand it, then I don't know. Then we need to go and have something else for you. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that every servant of Christ, every servant of God, God is making you a manager, a custodian, a keeper of his mysteries. One of the mysteries is even the anointing. How does people, do you understand? There's a lot of things that are difficult to understand. We lay hands on you and a growth disappears. It's a mystery that you can preach. And somebody will be crying. Depression goes away without any medication. It's a mystery. So God has mysteries. The mystery of salvation. How does an armed robber become saved? How do blind people get healed? How is the dead raised? How does the healing anointing work? How does somebody speak in tongues? These are mysteries. So when you become a servant of God, you become the custodian. Very soon you'll be surprised that you'll be teaching healing.
I'll be there.
You'll be teaching people to speak in tongues. You become the custodian.
Yes.
Before you know it, you are laying hands and people are getting born again. Yeah. Because you are a servant of God and you have become a custodian. Let's move on to verse number 2. I don't have my time. So he said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible said the qualification For you to be a servant of God and a manager of God's mysteries is that you must be faithful. Are you there?
Yes.
I can't go into it another time for that. But the reason why God now requires us to be faithful before he will make us servants and managers is because of what happened in Genesis. Adam was not asked, required to be faithful before God gave him everything. And we know what happened. So from the experience that God has had with man, now he says that even though I have 8 billion people going to hell, for you to be trusted with the anointing, with the mystery, with the power to help me, you must be faithful first. Because the first person that I gave everything to without finding out whether he will be faithful let me down. So this is the reason why there are not many anointed people. Even though there are a lot of unbelievers, God requires us to be faithful, to be trustworthy. Will you marry somebody who is unfaithful? That I say, as I'm marrying you, when I marry you, be faithful. Or you want to marry a faithful person?
Faithful person. Faithful person.
Even you know that you want to marry a faithful. You don't want to marry the person before he or she becomes faithful. Even you. How many will try? Even you are not God. You want to marry a faithful person. You want the person to be faithful before you marry, or you want the person to be anyhow, then when you marry, said, now that I've married, be faithful. It's a requirement. It's a requirement. Are you here? So I think that is one of the things that, look, if God, the only wise God, requires. So when you see a lady who is choosing money over a faithful man, I won't talk about it. So let me concentrate. I'm talking about the prerequisite for God. Do you understand? So it is more of a required that in stewards a man should be found faithful. And the word faithful means trustworthy. It's required that you are trustworthy. You are dependable. You are unchanging. You are constant. You are reliable. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bible says it is required. If God gives you his anointing to heal, December that you want people to be healed, you are in Eastern Cape. December that he wants, people are going to backslide. He wants you to be preaching. You have taken God's anointing and you are in, three, you are in Transkei. Three weeks, you have taken God's anointing to heal and you are hiding in Limpopo. You are in Toyando, some place there. You are hiding. Or in Zalin, some place there. With the anointing that people need. That is why God is not even considering anointing you. Because he cannot rely on you. He cannot depend on you. You cannot be trusted. You have not even had a dream. You say you have had a dream. Can God trust you with visions? The way you exaggerate.
Hey.
Am I talking to anyone? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's so important. Listening to me is so important that you need to understand this subject. If you don't understand it, look, when it comes to even employment, proper employment to deal with money, to be in the treasury, to keep the key of a safe, they don't use qualification.
Mm.
They use what they call commendation. Somebody must hold your hand and say, well, I trust this person. It doesn't even matter whether you have been to school. It is the places when you are going to be holding papers that there's no money, there's no trade. Yeah, you can. But when it comes to who will you put over your own your money? If the person is thief, you are finished. So when it comes to the treasure, the valuables, you don't need anybody to say, I've read the accounting. No, you are looking for a trustworthy person, a reliable person, somebody who will not change with time. Are you there? Yeah, somebody who is faithful. Are you there?
We're there.
So it's so important, very important. And what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? In Matthew chapter 26, verse number 24, look at what Jesus said to Judas. He says, the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Hey. Jesus met, fornicants who were caught in the very act. He gave them time to wear their panties. When people wanted to stone them, he told them, if you have not sinned before, be the first to throw the stone. He forgave sinners. Even when he was being beaten, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. They pierced his hand. He forgave the people. But when it came to being a disloyal person, being a traitor, a treacherous, and being somebody who betrays, look at what you look at all the people that Jesus met. He met different people, armed robbers. Even one of the armed robbers were released. He was supposed to be crucified. He forgave all of them. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But when he came to the person who betrayed them, betrayed Jesus, he said he was part of them. He knew. Judas knew where Jesus go for retreat. Most of you don't know where I go for retreat. But there's somebody here who knows where I go for retreat. Hey! It's very dangerous. If pastor is not in church, so if he's not, some people know my roots. Even if you go home and it's not there, that's how close Judas was. He was so close that he told the people that the person that I kissed, how many people can go closer, can even me? How many people can come closer and give me a peck? Mwah. But Judas was so close that he could give Jesus a peck. And he said, the one that I will give the kiss is the one. Arrest him quickly. He loved him. He made him the treasure, the one who kept the money. Who will you put in charge of your money? Somebody that you trust. That's when somebody betrays you, you see that you are naked. When somebody who is close to you come to public and say, this person is this. Hey! You see that it cannot hold water. That's why the song that our sister was singing, one of you will be a traitor. Say, pray that it will never be you. Because Jesus said that it should have been better that that person is not born. It should have been better that your mother had a miscarriage. Do you understand? Yeah, so sometimes when you are a lady and you have a miscarriage, you need to thank God. Maybe it's a Judas. It should go. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So how do people come to become Judases? That's why I'm starting this series. The cardinal, the three things, okay,
yes,
that I want you to write that you shouldn't forget, okay? Don't forget this. Ignorance. Ignoramus. Ignorance. Ignorance plus immaturity plus illiteracy or lack of education is equal to big disloyalty. It's equal to huge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the three must not be present. It's an equation. So disloyalty, okay, is equal to ignorance plus immaturity plus. But I can also tell you that ignorance is equal to disloyalty. Immaturity is equal to disloyalty. Illiteracy or lack of education. Each one of them. So when the three combines in somebody, hey. So one of the things that causes people to be used by the devil to betray and to destroy themselves is ignorance. That is why I'm sharing with you from those who are ignorant. Hallelujah. Those who are ignorant. Those who are ignorant. If you don't cure your ignorance, the devil will use you as a Judas. Read the Bible and cure your ignorance, what you don't know. Take this book. Read it and you'll notice that, hey, if you don't take time, the devil can easily make you a Judas. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there? Many people think that the power of Satan is in voodoo, witchcraft, and mutis. The devil uses all those things. But the strongest day where the devil is very strong is deception, lies and deception. In Revelation chapter 12, quickly, we are about to close. This is the introduction. In Revelation chapter 12, when you read verse number 9, what does the Bible say? Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9, 10 and 11. Let's read it. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. What did he do? So ask yourself, what is the current deception? Not that he will. All of us have been deceived. Yeah. The whole world. So the strongest power that the enemy has, his mainstay is deception, is to deceive you. And deception is worse than madness. Oh yes, you can be deceived. Like people have been deceived that there's no God. It would even be good if you were mad than to think that there's no God.
No God.
Or the devil deceived people to think that there's no Satan. Or people have been deceived to think that black is white. Do you understand? I mean, how? How can you say that black is white and white is... If you are deceived. So, listen to me, that's what I'm talking about. Many people think that it is witchcraft. It is mutis. It is voodoo, sorcery that the enemy is using. He uses all those things. He uses all those things, I understand. But the one that is very strong, that will destroy you totally and take you straight to hell, is deception and lies. Deception comes through lies. He will lie to you. Like he came to Adam and Eve and lied to them. That you will be great, you will be like a god, you will not surely die. He will deceive you right now. Deception. Deception. What is the lie that the devil is telling you? What is the lie? And people begin to follow the devil and they will be thinking as though they are serving God. Like people who are lambasting pastors, criticizing preachers. Sometimes they think that they are serving God. Are you here?
Amen.
So my topic in the series that we are going to embark on is those who are ignorant. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, don't be ignorant. Tell another person, don't be ignorant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does it mean to be ignorant?
Hey. Tell us.
There is difference between being ignorant, okay, and being uneducated. There's difference between being an illiterate and being ignorant. There are educated people who are still ignorant. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Or you did not know. What is the dictionary definition of ignorance? Ignorance has nothing to do with not being to school. You may be educated. You may be a doctor. You may be a lawyer and be ignorant about something. Most of us are ignorant about so many things. Are you there? And what I want you to know, is the media helping? Lack of knowledge or information. So you may have read medicine, but you lack knowledge in accounting. You don't have any information about what? Building. So as far as building is concerned, you are ignorant. Do you understand?
Yes.
You may be educated in a field, but you are ignorant in other fields.
Wow.
So knowledge are in pockets. What do you have?
Lack of education, cluelessness, lack of enlightenment.
Lack of enlightenment.
Inexperience.
Unintelligent.
Foolishness.
Brainlessness.
Thickness.
It's okay. It's getting. You see, listen, that's why we over here are the ones. You see, it is said that if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. Put it in a book. A black person will choose Maguinya over a book. Will choose mayonnaise with egg, with cheese, with tomato sauce, barbecue, baked beans, things that are going to the step. They will choose it over knowledge. Do you understand? So we become ignorant in certain fields. Sometimes we've been to school, but it is what we have been to school for. Sometimes we don't know much about it. So ignorance has nothing to do with you've not been to school. You've been to school, but you have not read wide. Do you understand? Yeah, the breadth, the swing, your swing. You are one dimension. You are not even 2D. Is one linear. Everything that is not in a linear function, you don't understand. If it is not plus, it doesn't work. Are you there?
Yes.
So you can be knowledgeable in some fields, but you are totally ignorant in other things. That's what I'm talking about. That what causes people to be disloyal and become traitors and destroy themselves is not that they have not been to school. It's not that they don't have money. It's not that they are sick. It's because of ignorance. Ignorance is one of the biggest. Because sometimes when they are doing this, they think that they are helping God or they are trying to achieve something. Tell somebody, don't be ignorant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 38, the Bible says, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Allow the ignoramus to remain in their state. Somebody who doesn't want to read, when you tell him to read, he frowns. When he says, this chair that we come, they say there's exams. Always they say the shepherd post, something post. I'm already writing exams. I finished my school. But when I came here, even Strong Christian Academy, they say we should memorize scriptures. Say we are going to write tests, and the test when you write, they say plus one, minus one. We are not passing. What kind of We will learn and learn and learn. When we go, we don't pass. We just want to go to heaven. We just want to go to heaven. We just want to go to heaven. What is this exams? If I don't do it, they say I'm not a shepherd. We want to cure your ignorance. We know you are educated in accounting, in nursing, in architecture, in medicine. But we also want you to be educated in the Bible.
Yes.
Have the Bible knowledge so that the devil does not trick you. The devil does not take you because of the ignorance. He will deceive you. You will think that you are doing something. But before you know it, he has deceived. Bible says he has deceived the whole world. Satan, the great dragon, devil, diabolos, the old serpent, who have what? Deceived the whole world. So anytime you are about to do something, you need to ask God, what is the deception in this? What is the deception? How many noticed that just maybe 3 years ago, you were strong about something that now you notice that you were wrong? When you were in high school, you were strong about a boy or a girl that this is the one. But now you notice that you were wrong. At the university, you thought that there were friends that you were going to die with. This is my friend forever. You have noticed that you were wrong. You see that the level of deception. And I'm telling you, as you are here, when you were in school, certain you were deceived even about dressing. Think that when you wear this pencil heel, you do this, then it means. Now, you see that you were deceived. So ask yourself, that what is the deception that I am in now? It will let you be soft. It will let you say, maybe I'm also deceived about something. Hallelujah. Yeah, so the Bible is teaching us. Ignorance is one of the things that we need to do away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 9, when you read from verse number 3 to 6, Paul thought that he was helping God. He thought that people were preaching in the name of one Jesus. So he was casting them into prison. He was beating them. He did not want anybody to destroy the doctrine that they had known. Why are you talking about somebody else apart from Moses? Why are you putting the Mosaic law? Why are you preaching in the name of Jesus? Who is Jesus? And anyone who would do that, he will arrest and he will beat. Until on the way to Damascus, he met with Jesus on the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then suddenly, Bible says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Continue. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am what? Jesus, whom thou persecutest. So when you are dealing with a church, you are talking about a pastor, you are talking about a church member. You may think that you are dealing with a church member. He was beating church members, but Jesus said that the church is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
The church is the body of Christ. So when you touch somebody, I don't know the part of the body of Christ that you have touched.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes.
When you criticize somebody, you are telling Jesus that his nose is not nice.
Hey! Hey!
So you may think that he was ignorant of the fact that he was not dealing with church members. He was dealing with Jesus Christ himself. He did not say, why are you persecuting my members? He said, I am the one you are persecuting. Because the church is the body of Christ. And Christ is just the head.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Right.
So he was ignorant about the fact that persecuting the church means you are persecuting Christ. He said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Hey.
It's just like you have a metal ball with spikes all over.
Mm.
And you are coming to... You are kicking it. He said, that's what you are doing.
Mm.
It is hard for you to kick again. But he thought that he was doing something. He was preserving some dogs, but he did not know that he has been deceived. Can we continue? Verse number 6. And he trembling and astonished. You will be astonished when you find out that you were ignorant. You will be astonished. Like people who were not speaking in tongues and thought that there was no tongues. They were astonished when they said that you are supposed to speak in tongues when you get born again. Say, what?
What?
And astonished, he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, it's not everybody who will have the opportunity to meet Christ. Are you there?
Yes.
It's not everybody. Paul has met him for you. So you may not be able to meet anybody who will explain to you that you are deceived. Sometimes in the midst of what you are doing, if God doesn't help you, you see that you'll be destroyed. Are you there? And don't ever be happy when it looks like you are being used to punish somebody, the church or whatever. If you like, ask Pharaoh. Looked as though Pharaoh was used to chastise and to punish the children of God, the Israelites. But when that was finished, he drowned in the water. So don't be deceived. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 13, look at what Paul said. May ignorance go away.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Paul said, he was talking about himself. Maybe you should start from verse number 12. The verse number 12 will give you a nice context. It said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me what? Faithful. He counted me what?
Faithful.
Putting me into the ministry. Not he put him into the ministry before he counted. He counted me faithful. Hallelujah. He counted me faithful. Your faithfulness will, even me, if you are not faithful, I will not put you on the stage. The time that we need you to sing, you are not here. The time we need you to dance, you are not here. You need to be faithful before you are put into any ministry. Hallelujah. Verse number 13, then he explains. Look at it. Verse 13. Who was before what? A blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Those who are ignorant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just introducing it. From next week, we'll go into it. Those who are what? Ignorant. It says that I did it in ignorance. Ignorance made somebody spend. He even organized the death of Stephen for people. I'm telling you. He organized people to kill Stephen because Stephen was preaching about Jesus. So ignorance is one of the things that you need to cure. And often ignorance is self-inflicted. Ignorance doesn't come from your grandmother. It is not inherited. It's not hereditary. It's not acquired. When you have it, it is self-inflicted. It means you have not taken a book. Some of you, when you finish grade 8, you have not read again. The last time you read something was the matric exams. After that, you have not read again. So you and your grandmother who could not read, you are the same. You don't even know what is around you. You don't even know the population in the place that you are staying. You don't even know the prevalence. What is the social vice? What is it that happens over here? You don't know anything about where you are. Ignore to take time to read is like a chore that you don't like. but it's going away in the name of Jesus. I say it's going away in the name of Jesus. It said, look, knowledge is light. If you don't have knowledge, you are living in darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And ignorance will let you do things that you are not supposed to do. So I'm showing that these three things, when they combine and are in you, I'm telling you, you will destroy yourself. Like somebody who, a child, immaturity, he said, you will not go to school because your mother did not give you whatever you want. Do you understand? Yeah. Ignorance. And people who have not been to school, if you've not been to school, you are not educated. Education also gives you a certain understanding. Education gives you a certain understanding. In fact, if you're educated, you notice that excitement or enjoyment is not only in food.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Am I saying something wrong?
Say something.
Because if you cannot read, it means the only thing that you find joy in will be food. You cannot read literature and laugh. Words cannot make you happy. Do you understand? You cannot enter into a world. Do you understand? It's like if you cannot read a comedy, then you laugh. You say, why are they laughing? And you can die before your time because anytime you are happy, you need to eat. How can that happen? How can that happen? Do you understand? When you are happy, you need to eat or you need to drink. It's like you cannot enter into any other sphere of enjoy. You cannot read and laugh. When you see people reading, they say, what are they? Are wasting their time. These people. You rather are wasting your time. You don't know what you are enjoying. You cannot, it's so dangerous. People who cannot read. And people who are not educated, the mind is not enlightened. They don't even know what there is. They have not read stories, what has happened, and all they know is what they have seen. If they have not seen one, and how many things can you see? How many things can you experience? Do you understand? So an uneducated person, an illiterate, you cannot even explain things to the person. And when he doesn't agree, say it is not true. Because he cannot read. He cannot read this, he will say it is not true. Once, it is not there. And such people become, I'm telling you, all such people, the devil really used them. The devil used them. For instance, people who have not been to school, who have not been educated, you cannot have a certain, if you're educated, you notice that certain things are required of you. Oh, yes. Like one pastor took over a church. They took over a church, and the people, the other pastors were saying, oh, there's a constitution of the church that needs to govern the church, so we need to do things according to. He said, what are you saying? How can a paper control me? How can a paper control me? I'm the pastor over here. He said, oh, no. There's a constitution. How the church should be. He took the constitution and shredded it. How can people control me? I want to do something. He said, this paper, what, 4 pages or 10 pages of, is going to control me. I cannot do what I am. You see, the same way that you see a robot and you say, how can a light control me? What a shock.
Yes,
I said, what a shock.
Yes,
are you here?
Right.
May God deliver us from ignorance.
Amen.
You see, this subject that I'm starting, make sure you don't miss any.
Amen.
Make sure you don't miss any. Because if you get to know, look, who are those around you who can easily betray you? Who can easily, those who are not reading, those who are ignorant, Those who are immature, they are not matured. Infantile, that's why we say that marriage is for matured. It's not for boys and girls. Because if you don't mature, one day I had traveled and a husband called me, "Pastor, I want to divorce my wife." "Why? Wait when I come." No, I want to do it before you come." I said, "What is the problem? What is the problem?" He said, "Pastor, can you believe that she has not washed for me?" Yeah. I said, "Hey, Buti, is this the reason why?" I said, you wait when I come." When I came, I called the wife, I called him with my wife and other people. "Let's sit and talk about the reason for the divorce." And the wife is saying that, "Pastor, my husband is working. He doesn't give even a cent for anything. I pay the children's school fees. I cook in the house. I pay rent. And he wants me to wash on top. I don't want to." He said, "And I don't want to add the other one. There are children here. The other side. So I should come here." Okay. He said, "Pastor, apart from that fact that I'm paying rent, I'm cooking, I'm paying school fees, I'm doing everything. He wants me to wash. Not even, they say, he's not bought a washing machine. He's not bought a washing machine." And the lady says that, "This your jeans is too much. I cannot wash the jeans. All the other ones, I have washed it. But the jeans, I cannot wash. If you can help me with that one." You say you are divorcing. So when I was sitting down there, I said, "What, brother, what your wife is saying, is it the case?" He said, "Yeah, Pastor, but sometimes you need..." I said, "Look at something." I fell short of telling the girl that you have married an animal. Oh. Immaturity. It's not like she has not even washed. He said, "The jeans are so heavy. You know, a lady's small finger, she cannot wash them. Then buy a washing machine. She has used her hand to wash all that." They said, "The jeans is... If you can help me with that one." That was the reason that you gave me, you did not even wait, you gave me an international call that you are divorcing your wife. I'm showing you betrayal, disloyalty. Do you understand? Right there, immaturity, ignorance. Yeah. Because I couldn't tell him that if you are educated, if you are enlightened, you notice that proper husbands, they pay the bills, they do everything, and wash on top, and even cook, and serve breakfast in bed. Proper husbands. But if you are ignorant, even the wedding ring you bought for the lady was her own money. Are you here? So ignorance. If you are ignorant, you wouldn't know. Like you hear somebody say, "Pastor, I'm suffering. My marriage, this my wife, this my husband." They said, when you hear somebody say that, "Hey, no, it looks like I'm in heaven." You have a faithful man. People are dying, not because they were promiscuous. An unfaithful man went to sleep around and brought them the disease. So as I'm talking about this subject, ignorance, somebody who doesn't read, who is not educated, who doesn't want to improve. Education is not only the formal. You may have finished only grade 8, but you can educate yourself. Look at the books. You can educate yourself, read, and you become enlightened. Somebody who doesn't want to read, leave that person alone. Leave that person alone. Because he will believe, he will... One lady was fighting and trying to, eject somebody who is staying, a tenant, who is paying a lot of money for her to do well. Why? He said when she went to the hospital, they said she has James. Because the guy who came to stay there was called James. But he couldn't pronounce James. So he said, always, oh, Brother James, Brother James, Brother James. So when the landlady was not well and she went to the hospital, so you have James. You are suffering. There's James. Says, ah, so James, James that has come to stay with me is the one killing me. She couldn't differentiate James and James. So as the doctor said that you have James, James is trying to kill you. So, ah, so this person that I have given him my room to is the one killing me. When he came, he said, you are moving. Because the doctor says, James, James is killing me. You are dying from James. And to him, that is the tenant. If you don't educate yourself, my brother, you don't even know what next you will do. You will be so funny. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah? So ignorance, cure it. Buy the book. Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. This month, we are going to cure ourselves. Every deception, every lie, whatever the enemy is bringing, through deception, through ignorance, through lack of reading, lack of education, God is going to expose it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, the light will come. The light of the word will come.
Amen.
And when the light comes, darkness will go away.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May he lift his countenance upon
Amen.
You. May you be delivered from disloyalty.
Amen.
Ah, you will not go down because of disloyalty.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see you educated.
Amen.
I see you being matured.
Amen.
Ah, and you will kill every ignorance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for your word today. As we embark on this journey, Lord, we pray that your wisdom, your understanding, your help will come to cure every form of ignorance that feeds the deception and brings lies and causes us to destroy our lives. Thank you for the exposition of your word. Thank you for the enlightenment. Lord, our prayer is that you will help us. You will help us to know you more and more through your word, to be educated, to be helped, that our ignorance will be cured. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, with your eyes closed, if you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. Somebody invited me, but I want to give myself to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. Please pray with me and pray for me. If this is what you are saying, lift only your right hand and I'll pray with you. Only your right hand. Lift it high above your head and I'll pray with you. You don't need to go to hell. Deception. The devil can tell you that, do it another time. Not now, another time. That's the deception. Don't listen to the voice of the devil. You are not sure, will I go to heaven or hell? If you are not sure, still lift your hand. I will pray with you so you will be sure. Pastor, help me. I want to be born again. I want to save Jesus. If this is what you are saying, lift your hand high up above your head and I will pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, behold all the hands and every hand that is lifted. May the grace of God that brings salvation be our portion in the name of Jesus. With your hands lifted, I need you to move and come to me. My brother, come. My sister from the back. Yes, move and come. Come to me. Come, come, come. I want to pray with you. Come from the back. Come everywhere. God bless you, my brother. Come. My sisters from the back, come. God bless you. I want to pray with you. Come, come, come. Today, salvation will be your portion. Deception will go away. Deception. See, the devil can deceive you to think that, oh, I'm not going to die soon. Oh, maybe there's no hell, actually. No, don't fall for that deception. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Come, my brother. Come, my sister. Come. Stand right here. Stand there. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting for you. If you are not sure, maybe you were once born again, but so many things have happened. You want to rededicate your life. Move quickly and come. And we'll pray together. Those of us in front, lift your two hands. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Right there. I'm about to pray. If you are not sure, quickly come. Quickly come. At the airport, there's always a final announcement that the flight is about to depart. This is the last boarding announcement. Then they will call the name. They will call the name. When they call the name and you don't come, the flight will leave you behind. If you are not sure, this is the last boarding announcement. My brother, my sister, today is the day you need to be born again. If you are not sure of your salvation, move and come and let us be sure so you can be in heaven when this life is over. Those in front, lift your hands and say this prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. From today, I believe in you. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. Lord Jesus, I receive you into my heart as the Savior, the Lord, and the Master over my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Say, I repent of all my sins. I am sorry for all my mistakes. Lord Jesus, from now, I receive you as the Lord and the Savior over my life. Please write my name in the book of life. I will follow you. I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the life of your wonderful children. I pray with them and I pray for them. Let the grace of God that brings salvation be their portion. Deliver them from evil. Lead them not into temptation. Let every sickness, every curse, every power that is against them, let it be broken. In the name of Jesus, may your grace be their portion, that they will know you, that they will love you and walk with you from now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me. What you've done is the best decision you've taken all your life. This decision will take us one day to heaven. You will never regret it. We have a book, okay, which is a gift from our prophet for you. So I want you to follow our sister with the card. Follow me. They are going to give you the gift and also pray with you. So can we follow? Let all of us follow our sister. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, you can do better. Put your hands together for them. Hallelujah. Communion starts quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you for the opportunity we have to come to your table. My God, this afternoon, let diseases be healed. Amen. Let curses be broken.
Amen.
Free us from any anxiety. Hey, I pray, let the healing power of Jesus manifest in every life. In the name of Jesus. In the month of May, the fifth month, let your grace come over every single person. As we come to your table, Lord, we pray for your touch and we pray for your healing. Deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from the world. Deliver us from sickness, from curses. And Lord, let your blessing always remain. We superimpose your favor and your blessing over your people. In Jesus' name.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.